You haven't seen the bigot yet because it's covered and everything. But usually it's a good test in Dubai because we got results here. And this cricket really suits both teams and we really enjoyed cricket here. So we're looking forward to have a good game here. If you look at the history of this ground, this pitch, I think it really slows down and it really gives something to the spinners, and especially both of our spinners really had good success on these pitches. Let's see. I mean, I have told you before that we haven't seen the pitch yet. It's a different weather. Let's see tomorrow how the pitch is, and hopefully, I think so, it's definitely going to help the spinners at some stage. If the pitch is traditionally normal pitch of Dubai, I think we usually go with the two spinners on this because on third and fourth and fifth day, spin plays a big role here. Let's see tomorrow how the pitch is like and then we'll decide. Yeah, I think the areas we really lack, especially well already said that after being 350 for 4, we should have really got a lead of 250 or something, 300, but we could not just put that. And then again, I think in the second inning, we could not really penetrate through the batting lineup. So we need to set different plans for different players and really need to just get wickets at the right time. Especially, I think we could not have wickets with the new ball. That's an area we really want to improve. I think we need to study other players also. I think we did very well against their main players, the two of their senior players, but I think we need to just focus on others also. If you look at the last 2 years' success, we really depend more on our spin, and spin gives us more of the victories. And especially Sri Lankans, they play our spinner very, very well, and they're also used to these conditions here in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. So that's why it's not really easy to just get through their batting lineup. So we are just discussing on different plans how to just go about that and how we can really get 20 wickets against them. Nah, it's always important, and the both teams realize and know that this is a ground, this is a pitch where we can really have result, and I think we really want to put big effort here, and I think Sri Lankans also know that this is the chance where they can really get a lead. So I think both teams will really focus in this game and try to win this match. It depends on the pitch. Obviously, the final look at the pitch is very important because you really want to see how much moisture, how much grass covering is there, and then you just decide after the toss what to do. So it's totally about how the pitch is, and especially before just starting the test match. I think so, because this pitch really gives him something, turn and a little bit of bounce. So I think, and also psychologically, it's always there. I mean, cricket is I personally feel that your psyche just plays a big role in your performances, and I think psychologically he's more comfortable playing in Dubai because he took a lot of wickets here and he had a lot of success here. Yeah, sometimes it happens. I think he played two good innings in Zimbabwe and then a very good inning against South Africa. At the moment he struggled a bit, unlucky in the first inning, got run out. He was playing really well. So it happens. One inning, you can't just say anything. I think he's a very determined player, and I hope so. You're going to do well. I think you play cricket and you perform for your own satisfaction. You never just go for others to just praise you. You never like you perform for this that somebody just come and praise you. I think you personally feel satisfied when you perform well. And it is always good when somebody really says something good about you. It would be really good that if people say these sort of good things about you.